This is KRHS Media with METC's eStudent News Bureau. We are reporting live from the 2015 METC Conference at the St. Charles Convention Center. Today we will be talking with the leaders in technology education who are sharing their expertise in their field.
I'm Will Rivers with the METC eStudent News Bureau, and I'm here at the Midwest Technology Conference, and today I'm talking with the top educational leaders from the Midwest.
All right, so we're here at the MET conference, and you know, first question, I kind of want to know about a little bit about your presentation. Can you tell us a little bit about the presentation that you gave upstairs?
Yeah, so the presentation is really focused around this idea that we need more than anything in education is kind of this culture of iteration and innovation, right? This idea that technology has become such a part of our lives, we have to find ways to take advantage of that in education. And I think the main point is that there's three basic things that are going on, right? One is all the evidence that we have about learning and how do we take advantage of the technology that we have to implement a whole bunch of new learning ways that we've been wanting to implement for years and years and years. The way in which kind of technology has wrapped itself around the core of our lives and how it has become second nature for us to use technology, how do we take advantage of that technology with our students, and then this generation of students who are growing up with technology and that don't know any better. And so what does education look like given the current world that we live in? I think that's the main message.
What made you really decide that you wanted to focus more on technology in education and technology dealing with education and students?
Working at Google, it's a good question because I can focus on any areas that technology has an impact. But for me personally, the education space is important to me because of what it's done for me in my life, right? Education is the reason why I'm here. Education is the reason why most of us are here. But for me specifically, as a first generation American, I wouldn't be where I am today without education. And so I want to make sure that we're using technology in the best way possible to impact education.
What excites you about teaching people about technology? What personally makes it fun for you to teach people about technology?
Yeah, so the thing that excites me the most is when I see the world of possibilities open up for teachers, right? So all of a sudden now, when you had a certain way of doing something, now with technology you have all these new cool ways of doing things, and there's like a rebirth that you see with teachers that say, oh, I can think about this in a completely different way, and that's exciting.
Can you name like some apps that you have at the top of your head or some programs that you have at the top of your head that you have seen initiated into classroom and educational settings?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, besides the obvious, like Google Apps for Education and Classroom is really taking off in education because it makes using technology, using Google Apps in a classroom easier. And what's exciting about Classroom is that it is a tool that was basically built by teachers, right? So the team didn't go into some lab and build Classroom without input from teachers. They actually worked with school districts and built the app together. And so I think the reason why Classroom is so popular is because it was built by educators for the most part. And the requirements from educators and the features that educators want are built into Classroom. So that's exciting. So that's the Google side. On the other side, there's so many cool tools out there, right? Duolingo is a great way to learn how to speak a different language. My son used that when we went to Peru, so he can learn more Spanish. ST Math is a great tool to teach you how to do problem solving in really cool ways. I used it and learned how to do algebra in different ways. So there's lots of cool stuff out there.
For your presentation that you did upstairs, how would you sum it up to somebody that wasn't upstairs and they didn't hear your presentation?
I think the main message for educators in that room is that this generation of teachers are the ones that are taking this like old model of education and flipping it on its head. And what education is going to look like 100 years from now is going to be because of this generation of teachers.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right.